Welcome back to A Pint of Cthulhu, Fallout. Our team finds themselves in Overseer Hamilton's office. They are getting the briefing for their next mission, and they got back probably around about 2 weeks ago. Now back at the inn, the team arrived from their successful mission, I guess you could call it successful, and they were greeted by the bustling activity of the trade post within the cave. This once modest establishment has now flourished into a vibrant hub of commerce and community. Traders bustling about, trading goods from all these distant places. The vault overseer is there, he's awaiting them in the vault entrance. His expression a mix of pride and anticipation. He says, "Welcome back," and the voice echoes in the cavernous chamber. Gestures you inside the vault, invites you to his office for a debriefing. Now in that debriefing, a couple of weeks ago, you went over the details of what happened last time. During the debriefing, you explained that Dr. Rast was there. He aided you during the vault exploration. You explained to him the vault records showed an unfortunate experiment was done on the inhabitants. The woman that you followed in unfortunately died of her wounds, but you were able to bring back her Pip-Boy, which holds information regarding the location of a Garden of Eden creation kit. Apparently this location is just outside of a Junkerton settlement, other side of the old city ruins. So, in the days that followed your arrival, transformation of the trade post, was very clear to all of you. That trade post flop house is now a hotel style establishment. It's now got like really good accommodations, comfortable beds, hot meals. Very welcoming atmosphere, and you managed to get a couple of weeks to yourselves to do whatever you wanted to do. So, what do you think? What did you get up to in those couple of weeks in between your debriefing and this new meeting?
We went to get pizza.
Some of you went to get pizza, that is true.
Couldn't Gertrude have found a new hammer?
No.
Aww.
Billy Bob really found himself. He spent a lot of time just by himself. Thinking and reflecting on all that's happened, been done, become a whole new person.
Winnegan would have been hitting up the training range, trying to get her accuracy up a little bit.
Makes sense. Everybody has leveled up since the last mission, so that is possible.
Yeah, and the nurse handy book just recharging the cupboard.
Just got turned off.
Yes. Yep. You just sit right there in the cupboard and we'll just switch to switch and that's what I remember.
And then everything went dark.
Alright, I'm noticing that nobody went to visit Max Power, so he made it back to the vault. It was all good. However, his injuries were far more serious than anyone could tell in the conditions of the vault. So the vault tech doctors have put him in a medically induced coma for now. Nobody was interested in that bit of information. Excellent.
Well, I was contemplating whether or not I can like walk up and pull him from life support or
wow.
Jesus Christ.
Click. Oh no. Oh no. Max Power, no.
Got nowhere to charge the Miss Handy. Oh, let's just unplug this.
Yeah, we don't need this thing. Click. Oh, yeah, that's how we charge Cartman. It's like, God, how are we going to charge this thing? Oh, here's a plug-in. Pull Max out. Plug-in. It's Andy. There we go. All good.
Well, for me, anyway.
All right, well, to let you know of a few other things that happened in the time between then and now. Dr. Rast showed up at the vault. He was able to explain his own version of what happened to the Overseer. The Overseer, quite happy with this new information, has invited the Dr. Rast into the cave settlement. Although, just like before, despite growing prosperity and hospitality, the main vault remains off limits to outsiders. Security measures are tightened, and there are patrols that ensure the safety of the vault's inhabitants. All this information that he supplied during the debriefing and the conversations you've had with him afterwards has given him a lot of things to think about. He mentions the unfortunate experiment conducted in the vault's inhabitants. He says it's troubling news indeed. He's put together a team to investigate the matter in their own vault to ensure that no experiments were ever tried within our home. He ruminates about the encounter with Dr. Rast, the location of the Geck unit, and says that Dr. Rast's assistant may prove invaluable in their efforts to uncover the technology. He says, the discovery of the Pit Boy and its information about the Geck is a significant development, and it may hold the key to securing the future of our vault, in the sense that he could really make a proper settlement out of this. The land around about the cave entrance could be made into something that sort of harkens back to old America.
Ye old America.
Mm-hmm. So,
fuck yeah.
So you're all back in his office.
Say, can you see?
Oh, come.
So you're all back in his office, and he's going through the next job for you. And unsurprisingly, he is very interested in getting a hold of this Garden of Eden creation kit, the Geck unit that was taught, that you found the information about in the last mission. The directions he's got from the Pit Boy are quite sparse. There's not much in them. It seems that Mika herself was trying to map a safe way across the old city, and he thinks that this is probably a very good place to start. Information that we've got from that is that there's certain landmarks that she's put notes against, and this has laid out a route for you, a route across the old city. What this is going to entail is you're going to first of all get to a point in the outskirts of the city to the east of the vault. From there, there's an old super duper mart that you should be able to get to quite quickly. A note that she has in her Pit Boy says that there should still be supplies found inside. From the old super duper mart, there is a note for an old hospital ruin. Apparently, despite the state that the hospital is in, old Dr. Moran still practices out of here. A note on this entry in the Pit Boy says, it's a warning. It just says to trade generously. Next point in the map, there's the sewers. You have to find the entrance to the sewers, as it's the safest route to avoid the skirmishes in the city above. Apparently, no side of the skirmishes is negotiable. The humans are cannibals, and they're fighting with some kind of mutant. So the only safe way to get through there is to traverse the sewers, for which she has a route. Turning to the team, Overseer Hamilton's gaze is steely. He says, prepare yourselves. The journey ahead will not be easy. But remember, the fate of our vault rests in your hands. Go forth with courage and determination, and may fortune favour your endeavours. And then he looks to the right-hand corner of the Overseer's office, where none of you have noticed, but there's another man sitting there. A vault scientist with sort of messy blonde hair and his vault lab coat over his nice pristine blue vault suit is sitting in the corner and just sort of waving and introducing himself.
Hello. Hello. Yes. I've been summoned here to maybe help our. I'm not too sure, Overseer Harrison. What have I actually been brought here to do?
Yes, Dr. Wrench. Dr. Wrench is one of our head ecological scientists within the vault. I believe, given the fact that you're going to go and find this Geck unit, that he will be of invaluable assistance along the way.
Oh, why you give us a nerd?
Oh.
I'm having a really hard time finding that we are in some unnamed location here in the wasteland, and I'm the only American. So, this is kind of confusing, but it... Come on. Look at that anime hair. Look at that. You're clearly from Japan. Whatever. All right?
Gertrude Kaleidos.
See, there it is. That was perfect. You see how flawless that ooh-woo was? There's no way. There's no way. Where are we anyway? Like, Arizona? Like, where the hell?
All right. Would it be worth introducing the person playing our new character as well?
Yes, it would. I was kind of hoping that you would just do that.
As we have,
I didn't think I would have to just tell you to introduce yourself in a reasonable way, but no, go for it. Flower, please introduce yourself to everybody.
I don't know what to say. I am Flower. I went from being a fan to being a member. I'd see myself more of a dog's body sort of thing.
You couldn't seem more enthusiastic about it, good sir.
He sounds like we're holding him at gunpoint.
No. Fucking say the line. Fucking say the line,
damn it. Say it.
It isn't a hostage situation, you know.
Long story short, basically, Josh has had to drop out for a while. And yeah, Flower's taking his place.
Yeah, yes. So Max Perrer is in a coma, and now we have Dr.
Ivor Ridge. He's dead. I told you. He unplugged the life support.
Oh no, we're keeping an eye on him right now.
Yes, keeping a careful, close eye.
Oh, I did too when I unplugged his life support.
And,
kept and for our listeners. On his lever, on his levels.
Flower is indeed a new permanent member of the podcast. This is not a temporary switch. As the episode's gone, Flower will be here.
Yes, I have been promoted. I've gave him the honor or dishonor.
You will do great because anybody can do better than Kara.
Hey.
This is just friendly fire all around.
Had to throw it out. Sorry, Carvin, you were in the line of fire.
It all depends what happens.
Without me here, this podcast would just be
would run smoothly.
No, you know what the hell divers say. Friendly fire isn't.
Without Cartman here, we'd have to have so many more expenditures. Could you imagine the fee to hire a professional clown full time?
But we have you, Thorin J. You're just missing the makeup.
Where's
the soundboard?
That was just bad. Come on, you could
do you
better.
Do you want to try that one again?
What have I walked into? What have I agreed to?
Oh, good God. So back to the story. Cap, where we were at.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So all of you are now just in the vault. You're all just staring at this new person as they try to explain who they are to you.
We should have introduced us for a door like you do with cats. The level of adjustment.
Yeah. If I'd like to introduce myself, my name's Ivor. Ivor Wrench. But my... people around here tend to call me Monkey, so I have a monkey wrench, if you were. And apparently, I've come to help you get. And he's like, he spots the ghoul and the super mutant. Have I been given specimens to study?
Not quite. Yes, I think it's probably going to be a good idea for you to get out of your room now and to try and socialize with people. As you're clearly not very good at it, so I'm sending you on a mission with this lot.
I've got a lot of things to do in my room, as you put it. I can't possibly go.
Well, we could always capture a few specimens if we have you along to select what would be appropriate. If that would be a good use of your time.
Yes, I think that might help.
I like the idea that you just say no here anyway.
I've
added you to the game and you're just like, straight away, nah, I don't want to go.
But I don't want to.
Gertrude doesn't blame you.
It would be good to have another set of hands around. Always glad for the help.
Alright, so do us a favour and tell us a bit about your character then.
Okay,
what kind of skills have you got?
Skills? Ooh, I'm quite good with energy weapons. So, push comes to shove, if you need to a fight, if there's any back, say, just happens to say, I don't know, the Medibot was not about, or was not, think of a better word than B, being a pain. Yeah. I can put on a plaster or two. I can repair if said machine falls apart or gets smashed with a frying pan.
The overseer confirms he concurs. Sorry, he says he is surprised and interested in the developments of the Nurse Handy unit. It's the second robot that's left the vault and developed unusual personality quirks. Must be something about leaving the vault that affects their systems. He encourages you to continue travelling with the robot, just out of curiosity.
Oh, if I could always take it apart, and if the other like ones in the future, I can take them apart and make them better.
Wait! You want to take me apart? Why? I'm a robot.
Gee, ask the guy out on a date first.
It's starting to sound like a sexual thing. I'm getting very, very creeped out here. And aroused. I'm very confused. So I'm just going to go ahead and leave.
We could certainly have... Well, we've already been through one handy unit. If this one malfunctions in a major way, we can always hand it over to you when we get another.
Oh, that would be splendid.
Do I get a say in this?
Well, you'll be dead if it happens, so I don't think you need to.
I don't think parts can speak.
Is he robot-phobic?
Robophobia.
Yeah. But in any case, I think we should probably prepare for our adventure.
We're going shopping, are we?
Well, we are going to a mart, so I suppose that's close enough.
I mean, you've got the whole trade cave, the vault quartermaster. You get anything you want to do before you leave?
Weapons. Gertrude need better weapons. Broke most of them beforehand.
Yeah, I think I still need my arm fixed.
I am completely out of ammo.
100%. Yes, well, I mean, in the couple of weeks that you've had here, you've all had a chance to heal, recuperate, so you're all back to full health. You've got your full action point.
I've got my flamethrower sort of back.
Yeah, and you do have the chance to refit your Miss Handy, your Nurse Handy robot unit for whatever kind of parts that you would like to give it.
Awesome. I need to ask you what the... how do I do the flamethrower for my weapons list? Just need to type that all in.
Not a problem. Right. So you all definitely agree that you want this robot unit to have a flamethrower?
Yes.
Right, okay. So, got a buzzsaw at the moment. Are you looking to keep the buzzsaw on?
Yeah, this is like another arm.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. You can have two of these. So.
Yeah, because I used to have the flamethrower, but then it broke because I think I got a bad roll. So I want to repair that flamethrower.
Absolutely, no problem. Let's just have a look.
Gertrude would want a new sledgehammer again.
Yes, Gertrude. I'm sure there'll be one in the market.
Hopefully we can find one a bit more durable, given how the last two have ended up.
Maybe a super sledge if they got one. We have money now, don't we?
Surely. We have quite a bit. Enough to get you the best hammer you could desire, Gertrude.
Yeah, so you want to do a little bit of shopping, a wee bit of inventory management before you head out.
Just a wee bit.
Yes.
I best have a look, see if I've anything for me to take, because I don't really have much on me.
Oh, what's your preferred weapon, by the way?
If push comes to shove, I can use a laser gun. I've got one right here. Joe's a laser gun. I don't tend to use it, but when specimens escape, they need to be put down.
Reasonable enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, has Cartman got his new arm on, yeah?
Yeah, so we are just fitting Cartman with his new flamethrower arm just now. I think that should be it fitted.
There we go, yeah, I can press the damage. Yeah.
Do you want to test it out?
I will actually, yeah, just do it now, so...
Don't worry, he's in a firing range for this. Nobody's going to get hurt.
I got
there
two.
There you go, look at that success. Roll the damage for him.
Additional dice and none, so that should be... Yeah, there we go.
Excellent.
That'd be the only success you ever get.
Probably. Mm-hmm. If it worked this time, next time it will explode.
Alright, so that's supposed to be energy damage. and her effects are supposed to have persistent spread as well. So try that damage again now.
I was looking at my screen and it works bad, and I was like, oh god, I've done something wrong.
Just hit the damage. There you go. Energy damage. Brilliant.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's energy damage as well.
Yeah, so it is energy damage. It's flames, so it's not like physical damage.
Okay.
And the effects are persistent spread. So you'll be able to hit like more than one if they're close together. You're bursting your spread. And the persistent will be setting them on fire. So they'll have to do like damage rolls until they can get themselves put out.
So you've burnt your load.
That sounds painful.
Alright, great. So, the robot is now in perfect working order. It's been buffed out. It's got a nice Vault-Tec paint job. And the flamethrower has been attached to its where its stumpy arm was, the way that was ripped off. What's everybody else doing just now?
I group one sledgehammer.
Yep, and Winnegan will go with her because she needs to buy ammo. Real bad.
Alright, excellent. So, there's a quartermaster above and there's a number of different traders. So, just let me know what you're looking for and we'll see what the best thing we can get for you is. Sledgehammer, yes, there is a sledgehammer to be found. I think we can put that back into your inventory. Do you still have the stats for that?
Yes.
It never left.
Yeah, oh, no, I just untick it.
Fair enough. Excellent.
Good. Would also like a machete, just in case.
I'm a one hand. I'm in one hand.
You still have a machete, don't you? Or did you break that?
Say,
yeah, you broke that.
Yeah, broken
a... Yeah. Oh, we broke it. Wasn't that Max's machete?
It was.
Yes. I stole it off his
body. I miss Max.
You cut his dick off.
Exactly, I miss Max.
You're the reason he's... Oh.
God.
Maybe we kill this robot after all.
Scraps.
Anyway, how much is a hammer, Mr. Barter Man?
Okay, let's get prices up then.
Joe, I'm gonna try to barter this one this time. I'm gonna give it a go. Let the robot try to see if that's the best price.
Hey, well, let me just get a list of things and then we can try our barters then after that. So you go to the quartermaster, you try and get a sledgehammer off of him. It's going to cost you 40 caps for that.
Okay. How much for my master's 10mm pistol ammo? Is that 10mm right?
Is that the ammo that your master wants?
Your master mostly wants laser musket ammo.
Ah, and so... laser musket ammo as well.
Brilliant, excellent. So the fusion cell ammo. There we go, fusion cell. So you're costing, that's going to cost you 3 caps per round.
Hmm. 3 caps per round.
How many caps do we have, I should ask?
Okay, we have 184 caps, 199 in pre-war money, and then I believe Gertrude has some gold.
Oh yeah, Gertrude have gold bar.
Okay, so... we could maybe do a part exchange, i.e. gold for bullets.
Yes, I think it'd be wise to find out how much the sledgehammer and machete are going to cost, because they're going to be the most expensive things.
Yeah, that's... sledgehammer's 40. I've got that written down in my head.
Okay.
He said that it's $3 a shot for the ammo.
Yeah, how much is the machete?
Three caps per round for the fusion cells.
Fusion sales are pretty good, 30 of them, that's taking up to 70. 30 shots is pretty fair, so we do it per shot, don't we?
Hang on, 40 for the sledgehammer.
Yep, 30 for the 30 shots. Oh, sorry, no, that's...
40 for the sledgehammer. Cap, how much is the machete?
Seriously trusting Mark Cameron with this, with these maths.
I'm not asking him about the math. I'm asking you, Cap, about the
price. I've only given you two
machete.
Numbers so far. The only numbers I've given you so far is a sledgehammer at 40 and the fusion cells at 3 per round.
Cool. How much is a machete, my guy?
Machete.
Because we've got to get Gertrude kitted out.
Oh, you want to get Gertrude more armor? Gertrude, then truly be tank. Unstoppable.
We'll see if it's in the budget.
They give me 25 caps for the machete.
25 for the machete. So just for Gertrude's, that's going to be 65, which is absolutely fine. I'm comfortable spending that.
No, hang on, hang on. The robot's going to... No. I want to try to do a speech check on this one.
Okay,
I think we can get a better price. I think you can give us a better price, Mr. Barterman.
The quartermaster looks at you. He's not impressed so far. Would you like to try and convince him?
Yes, I'm going to try to convince the guy.
Well, what are you going to say?
That we have helped the settlement and we should be entitled to a discount, as we have done plenty of work for everybody.
He just shouts out, whose robot is this?
It sometimes hangs around with us. We don't know.
Yes. It's...
Robot, get back. Let me deal with the people.
I don't even get to do the speech check. Damn it.
God damn.
What about Jerky Man? What Jerky Man want?
Oh, true. Does anyone else need anything?
My good man, as you may have heard, I've been sent out to help our,
Ah, yes, Ivar. Nice to see you at your lab.
Hello, yes. Oh, it's lovely to see you, my friend. Thank you for all the
great deliveries.
Ah, yes. I don't know if you can help me and my, my new colleagues. Yes, I've been sent out to help them find the device. And I don't know if you can help me decide what I need to take.
Off to find the device, are you? Well, that sounds interesting.
Yeah. Can you recommend anything for me to take? I've not got that much on me, as you can tell. I've got my coat. I've got my bolt suit. Oh, it's lovely. But that's about it. I won't mind some more ammo, though.
Ammo. Well, if you're going to fill up that laser gun you've got on you, that's going to cost you 3 caps per cell.
I'll have 3 more cell, I think.
All right. Yep, so you're just going to give 9 caps to the quartermaster?
Yeah.
Get your 3 cells. Put that in your meat plate there.
Right, so... I'm going to need a bit more than 3. Billy Bob, do you require anything?
Yes. I was wanting to know if there's anybody here that could work on this baby. And I show the railway rifle. I was like, I would love a scope. If anybody could have one.
Wouldn't see many of them out of the wasteland. Aye, let me have a wee look at that. Excellent. So the quartermaster just sort of looks up and down. He starts rubbing at it with a rag just to get some of it cleaned off. Get rid of some of the rust. Get some of the viscera off of it.
Yeah, rub it there. Oh, wait, it's a little dirty on the left. Go ahead. Rub it on the left. Oh, yeah.
It's a good specimen, this one. Good specimen. As he rubs harder.
You're damn straight, it is.
He has a deeper clean on it.
Go. Oh, yeah. Spit on it.
He does. He spits on the rag and starts working it in with his thumb.
Yeah, he just looks me in the eye while he does it.
Like, yeah, Kev, it doesn't blow up in your hand.
Don't squeeze too hard. Gentle. Okay, anyway, do you have a scope?
Yeah, so he explains. He can make a couple of different sights for it. He's got like he can make a reflex sight, or he can make a short scope for it.
Okay, all right. I would like a scope. So if I could get that short scope, how much are we talking?
Short scope. Probably not for you, but about 21 caps.
Well. I know that's bullshit, because what the weird DM voice in your head doesn't know is I have a actual list pulled up at the moment. It says a short scope is 11 caps. So you're lying.
It's gold discrimination.
It says cost plus 11 and then, and that, so that's plus whenever you were buying the railway rifle to start with. Buying the mods themselves, that's going to be at your GM's discretion.
I'll tell you what.
You could have had it at 11 caps if you had got it with the rifle.
Tell you what. How about we do a little deal? I'll give you 21 caps, but I want a recoil compensating stock as well.
Yeah, oh, you drive a hard bargain. You know what? I'm going to get you to do a little check for that. You can't have
absolutely.
Check.
Absolutely.
Because he's got one there. He can see it.
All right. All right. So I'm going to be doing... is it... I'm going to do barter versus...
Yeah, barter versus charisma.
Oh, my goodness. My one... Mm. Okay, hold on. Hold on. Luck points. I still have them. I still have them.
Let's just read out that roll there. So your target is 14. You rolled a 15 and a 19.
Oh. I'm redoing both.
You're redoing both? So you're spending two luck points this early on in the mission?
You're damn straight I am.
Just
what scope. The hell? Oh my god! Okay, I got a 16 and a 19.
And he's rolled a 16 and a 19. He's saying, that's fine. I'll give you the recoil compensating stock, but that'll be an extra 3 caps on top of that, so 24 in total.
This hurts my soul.
That's still not a bad deal. That's just actually very, very reasonable.
Yeah.
All right, here you go. And I hand him 24 caps. Like, all right.
All right, so you've gained some accuracy.
Do you have 24 caps, or is this from the group fund?
I actually have 66.
Nice, okay. Never mind then.
Ooh. Yep.
Just wanted to know if I was taking off.
Oh, no.
Did we sell the gold?
No.
I thought you said, do we sell the ghoul?
Oh, we can. We can do that too. I think the shotgun thing might have been the precursor to that. But, I don't think we haven't sold the gold.
You still have the gold bars, yeah.
We should probably sell that and get rid of it. It's not really useful for anything other than money.
We can make you a tiny gold mallet out of it.
The quartermaster's not actually sure what we do with these gold bars. He offers you, It offers you 50 caps each for them, but...
Hell nah.
It does suggest that you'd probably be better finding somebody who's actually looking for such artifacts.
Is there someone of convenience that is wanting 3 gold bars specifically within this area?
He doesn't know.
Fair enough. Right, how much are 10mm pistol bullets?
10mm pistol, there you go. To ammo.
Depending on how cheap they are, I might pick up a couple.
You could probably do with more ammo. We killed lots of shit in that last mission.
Yes, it cleared me out quite a bit.
At 10mm, 2 caps per round.
Okay.
Maybe you can get deal like Billy Bill. Oh!
How bad is my bar? I assume... Oh, never. Terrible. Yeah, never mind. Never mind.
Yeah, you've got, considering you've got the biggest shopping list so far and you haven't actually closed it out.
I'm just running up a tab. Okay, I think I might just take a couple more laser rifle bullets then and make that.
Winnie, we put this all on powers tab.
If he actually had an open tab or any credibility as a person, I might. I don't think that's going to work for us. So could I have 13 laser rifle bullets?
Okay.
A sledgehammer and a machete, please.
And a hat.
And a hat. Of course, a hat. Why wouldn't I?
Gertrude could give you a frying pan.
I need kind to protect my head.
I believe that would be 104.
104,
yeah.
Yeah. For the fusion cells, the sledgehammer and the machete, you're looking at 104 caps.
Yep.
Try. Call it even 100.
After after the deal, the amazing deal that the quartermaster just done with Billy Bob, he is quite happy to give you that 4 cap discount.
How gracious of you, sir.
What the hell? This is... You wouldn't even do 3...
In fact, he gives you the exact 3 caps that Belly Bob gave him.
You know what? I ain't even mad. Alright. Just kidding. I'm fucking furious!
Right, Gertrude, here's your hammer and your machete.
Hopefully this one does not break.
I have full confidence you will destroy it by the end of this mission.
Dun dun dun.
I generally hope not as well.
Do any of us need medication, blood packs, stim packs, that sort of thing?
Gertrude have drugs.
You do have drugs, so do I.
Gertrude has money. How much would pockets full of drugs at this point?
Remind me which is the better one, a blood pack or a stim pack cap?
Slush it now.
Okay, can I grab some blood packs then, since they'll presumably be cheaper?
No problem, let's have a look at the medications page, so...
And I see all of our caps go swiftly down the drain.
It happened.
Yeah, so blood packs. They'll heal 3 HP if used. And they cost 10
caps money. Each. Oh no, I'll grab two of them. Sure. Two blood packs.
Did you want the third one?
What do you mean, the third one?
You said you wanted three.
No, I'm having two. Because I think that's quite a lot of money.
Maybe Quartermaster give us one on the house.
Would be very useful.
Billy Bob is like gritting his teeth in the corner. Like,
well...
Because perhaps we could then promote your store. Yes. We'd be walking billboard.
I would also point out that as one of the most successful crews going out there, we are certainly a large influx of new and interesting items and gear.
What in the world makes you think you're one of the most successful crews going out there? Look at this place.
Do you know how many corpses we find in the desert? A lot. None of us have actually died. We had a robot decommissioned, but that's been it. Dangers of the Wasteland, that's a fairly decent record.
This is a shockingly successful vault. You're not the only ones that are out there doing the work.
Damn it. Alright. I'll pay the full amount then.
Excellent. So you're just paying another, 20 for a couple of blood plaques?
Yeah, painful though it is.
Excellent. If you're interested, stim packs are 50 each.
Yeah, hell no, I don't have that money. Hell. Yeah, that's why I went for blood packs. Absolutely not. That should be us fully equipped though. Everyone's got ammo, everyone's got what they need.
Can I purchase the hat? Now, please, some head armor, as you would some would say.
Ah, so you want a little helmet there, sir?
Yes.
No problem. We can get you fitted for a helmet, either. Just you wait a second. Let me rummage about here. See if I can find one in your size.
Dun, 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 dun.
That. Some armor options. Oh, we got what we got. What we got.
Gertrude literally offered you a frying pan. Christ. Ungrateful bastard.
I don't think it will stay on, my dear.
I hit it hard enough, it won't move.
I kind of need my head in one piece.
All we've got is some Vault Tech security guard helmets here. So you get this nice sort of blue helmet with a wee face shield and the Vault Tech logo in that orangey sort of gold colour painted on the side of it. It will give you 2 physical damage resistance to your head, and it costs 20 caps.
Okay. If I was to purchase their third blood pack, could I get some little bit of money off, a couple of caps?
You want to do a deal on a helmet and a blood pack?
Yes. I so,
you know what? He's just surprised to hear Ivor talk to people, so give him a wee charisma roll, barter against charisma.
Okay, well, at the end of the day, he doesn't know outside, and without people who actually know, he's fucked. What am I doing, clicking
barter? Yeah, so you should be able to just click the barter button.
It's additional dice, 0.
All right, and he's like, no special treatments for you here either, my boy. Oh. It costs you the same as it costs everybody else.
Oh, bums.
What about me? Can I try to get that a better price?
Yeah, what would you say to him to get that better price? Or are you just saying, can I get that better price?
I said, "I'm not. I'm going to say, come on now. You can do a better deal for our new friend. Come, you know, give him a discount. Barter charisma."
Yep. Oh my god.
Jesus.
Nice.
So yeah, that discount, buddy.
Yeah, Billy Bob is literally crying in the corner that somehow a robot that is a dumbass was able to convince this guy to give him a better deal. And he couldn't even get three fucking caps off of his, like, he was just crying. Also because Billy Bob's skill is charisma. This is...
Yeah, Billy Bob failed to start with, then everybody else failed. I expected everybody else to fail because they don't have the charisma or barter skills that Billy Bob has. But then here comes the robot. The target is 6 because they've got 0 in barter and they've only got 6 in charisma. And they managed to roll a 2 and a 6, getting 2 successes there. In an extraordinary turn of events, the robot pulls off the weirdest, most charming version of itself and convinces the quartermaster to give he gives it to you for free. He's like, you know what, you really need to just keep your head safe out there. I'll give you this new Vault Tech security helmet for free. And
Bill Bob's having a stroke. Like, he's in the corner, like, he's like,
it just takes the caps for the block back.
Bro, what does good?
How much for the blood pack was it?
It was 10, wasn't it? Was it 10 or 20? Hold on, get the blood pack back out again. 10, excellent.
Okay. So he'll get the blood pack and give it to Winnegan. There you go.
Apparently you are now our inventory.
If it works, it works.
No, it basically is like helping. There you go. You wanted it. So I am contributing to this little excursion.
Very well.
He clicked on his little...
monkey guy kind of creepy.
A little, but we all are, to be honest, Gertrude.
He just smiles up at Gertrude. Like, nice, warm smile.
We don't tend to daydream about dissecting our companions that loudly, Doctor.
He said dissect.
Oh, vivisect. My apologies. Right. If we all set up, then we should get going. I believe it was it the Omega Mart or whatever we had to get to?
Yeah, so just before you leave, you hear a shout from the doorway. And the overseer is standing there with Dr. Rast.
Oh, that dickhead.
Dr. Rast starts walking towards you, saying, "Hello, friends."
Oh God, he's still ugly.
Hello, acquaintance. How do you do?
Okay. I'm doing very well. Doing very well. I'm very, very excited to join you on this next stage of the journey here.
Oh, I thought we were only getting that doctor, and she points to Wrench.
Dr. Rast, not recognizing Wrench. Hello there.
Hello. Just like, we're about 4 feet standing each other. And she like goes, puts his hands out to shake.
Yeah, and it's the limpest handshake you've ever seen in your life between the two of them.
Sweaty as well.
So Dr. Rast introduces himself to Ivor, and the overseer says, "Yes, I think he could do quite well with an extra doctor in the team, so..." And Dr. Rast seems very enthusiastic about finding this Geck unit as much as we are.
Is this a consequence? Is like our entire vault just full of nerds and there's a bunch of, like, there's too many people with PhDs, we have to just get rid of them somehow?
Well, to be fair, Dr. Rast is from an entirely different place. We just don't have a place for him in the vault. There's too many doctors down there already.
Yeah, there's just too many.
So, all it needed, after all.
You throw an apple in there and it clears the whole place out.
We'll call Dr. Wrench a scientist, not a doctor.
That might be insulting to other scientific doctors.
We don't know how competent Wrench is. He hasn't had a chance to show off his skills yet.
No, the first roll we did was a failure.
Make the joke.
Right, I guess we're getting another tag along. How great.
Keep the mask on.
The fuck?
Fuck.
Who was that directed to?
He's talking to Dr. Rast.
Dr. Rast took mask off. He ugly as fuck.
Dr. Rast has a gas mask that he normally wears.
How you got to remember that?
Yeah, it's nice to see that Gertrude was paying attention in the last mission.
Fair enough.
The eye contact.
Right, are we all quite ready to go then?
Quite. Right.
Wait a minute, aren't you supposed to still be looking for your daughter?
Dr. Rast nods his head. Yes, yes, quite right, I am looking for my daughter. He says that he feels like it's a duty to help this young dying woman in her last wishes, and that he's going to have to go through the old city anyway to try and look for his daughter, so these two things he could probably do at the same time.
Fair enough.
Didn't we specifically give you wrong directions?
Yes, that's why it took him a few days to get back to the vault.
It was just a delay.
He just assumed that he got lost in the way.
Damn it. You okay over there, Billy? You seem to be having problem in corner.
I'm not okay.
He's just gently petting his dog and weeping into the back of it.
Crying to the handbag.
God, not I'm just good. Envisioning how big this group is going to be, because you've got two mutated creatures, a robot, a dog, two doctors, and a human.
It is getting a little bit hard to manage, I'll be honest.
We're going to forget
someone.
Also
human, by the way.
Doctors don't count. We all know this. They're all secretly cyborgs.
Can I go over to Billy Bob?
He's crying in the corner. Yeah.
He's crying in the corner. And put my hand out to him and said, come on, my friend. We've got to go.
Another limp handshake.
I was like to like drag him up, like to help him off the floor.
Okay. The freaking robot did it better than I did. You know, this is what I do, man. I grab him by like the collar, and I'm like looking in the face. I'm like, this is what I do. This is all I do. And I failed. That's all I'm here for.
He just leans in ever so slight and says, prove them wrong, my friend. Prove them wrong.
Who the fuck are you, Dr. Phil? All right, now you're fucking weird. I'm out of here. Nah, never mind. You know what? I say it worked. It worked, because now I'm just kind of weirded out by you, bud. All right, let's go. I'm out. Let's go.
Billy. Gertrude tried the plant. Maybe we hang back and, you know...
As a former law enforcement officer, I heavily discourage that. And I wish
Gertrude. So is that you declaring that during the last couple of weeks while in the world, Gertrude has been drying out that mutated plant that she found so that she could smoke it?
And propagating new ones.
Fast. Go ahead and pass that shit over to Billy Bob.
Yeah, you know what? Tell us a little bit about that. How did Gertrude manage that during the last couple of weeks? I want to know.
Well, Gertrude essentially found herself a nice little spot where there's a bit of sunlight coming in.
In a cave?
Yeah, in a cave with a sunlight.
Yeah,
dug herself a sunlight.
But is it in found... the entrance behind one of the turrets or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. Found herself a book of botany and somehow managed to read it and propagated like a whole field of cannabis.
All right. Okay, so I want you to give me just an intelligence against survival.
Can we say, hang on, did Winnegan know that they had the plan?
Yeah.
Oh, you were there when they picked it up.
Yeah, Winnegan would have been willing to help with this, if I can assist in this role in some way.
Okay. Both of you give me an intelligence versus survival role.
Everyone's going out high as a kite.
Oh dear. I'm going to suggest maybe putting a little bit of luck into this because I know I'm not going to fucking pass this.
Roll it first and then see. So you don't waste luck if you fuck up. I've got one success on that.
Yeah, no way in hell.
Would you like to spend a luck point on that?
I'll spend two. Okay. I'll give it another spin.
We aren't even out of the vault yet, and our luck is decimated. Oh!
Right, one success.
So you both managed to roll one success on that intelligence versus survival check, so you were able to find the information on how to successfully dry out a plant for smoking it, I guess. You were able to find a way, you were also able to find a way to, I don't know, to pot them, I guess. So now that you know the information, we're going to put that into practice. So for potting the plants, we're going to go another wee roll.
Now, right, well, we're just finding out that this is just a mutated plant. This could be just like a mutated oregano.
It was in a druggy vault.
I mean,
it's got to be something.
Okay.
Could have been spices for when they get the munchies. Could have been.
Yeah. Don't forget, we also have the mushroom cheese.
Could be like clearly just corn. Like it's clearly a corn plant or something. Just not even close. Just full on corn.
As Gertrude tries to smoke it, it all starts popping.
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
Right, for repotting it, give me endurance versus survival.
Sticking out of a nose.
At both of us?
If you're both going to try it, go for it.
There we go.
Gertrude got it, don't worry about it. Gertrude managed to successfully repot the plant. And the parts that you cut off the plant, so you've managed to successfully cut parts off of it and repot it. Now, can you dry it out for the purpose of smoking it? Give me an agility against survival.
You motherfucker.
Good God.
You bastard.
You're dragging this out now.
How dare you do this to us?
Happy to let you both have a go at
two successes!
That
was against an 8. Yeah. I got 7 and a 4.
So, while Gertrude was potting the plant all gently, as gently as she possibly could, I guess, there was Soren J taking the clippings of it and, I don't know, look up the fucking way that they do it with tobacco.
Jury rigged a little rack, almost like a clothes rack, and an engineering part of it. Near some smelters or something.
So
for the heat.
You cut the bud, you hang it for a certain number of time in an area with a well ventilated.
Okay, now you're all sounding like cops.
Dry
air. All right, now hold
and
on.
It does
now,
need to be
all
as
like,
well.
Cab's like, yeah. I don't know. I don't know how to use. I don't know anything about it. I don't know. And Matt's over here reading out of a damn dictionary. Like no one else. No one else. God
depending
damn it.
On the size of the bud, you also need to leave it for a set amount of time before cutting it into smaller parts and putting it into a mason jar. You then need to proceed
to
burp
like
it
to get
for the next
up
few
tonight.
Days.
Let's all get toked up tonight.
Given that time frame, could that have been done within a week?
I reckon if you had sufficient heat, you could rudimentarily dry it out.
Yes, you can.
Yeah. It wouldn't be, like, perfect, but you could do it.
Oh, it works. It works. It definitely works.
All
you
right,
can do it in a week.
That's fine. I mean, as long as you don't smoke it in this episode, I guess I could probably have some sort of, some sort of stat increase or some sort of start.
It's been eaten by roaches or
trying to figure out what the hell it does. But yeah, you've managed to successfully pray some sort of
you're successfully talked up.
How many? That's a thing.
Long bottom leaf.
Do we want to make this into edibles or not?
No, it'd be called green thumb kush.
Yeah, purple watermelon kush, man. Let's get choked up, bud. Woo!
Green ganja. So green giant.
Okay, so is there anything else that anyone would have liked to have done in the previous couple of weeks that you want me to know about just now, just in case you're going to bring it up later on?
Oh, 100%. 100%. There's something I've been wanting to do for a while. I want to get a blood test with me and Winnegan.
God damn it. How have you...
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Let's do it.
I'm not going to lie, I was thinking about that today.
Tell you what, I'm going to say that you are able to get this blood test. You, being as successful as you've been so far, you were allowed into the vault interior on one occasion to go down with Winnegan to the the science labs of the vault, where you both gave some samples, some DNA samples to the doctors there.
Now, this How much test stuff is Billy Bob positive for?
Billy Bob deposited a lot of DNA while he was down there.
Loads of DNA.
The science lab was just...
There's some good magazines down there, there, let me tell you.
You think after your last experience with a nurse, you'd stop, but no.
All you know what's really stupid is like they needed blood samples, but I just gave the other type of DNA just for shits and giggles.
Like, all the types.
Need this? I wonder if you guys
just
might need
every,
this.
Just every other type of DNA. You give them a hair sample, a nail clipping, spit.
Shit.
Yeah, they only needed
gallons upon gallons of semen. Like, it's just gallons of it there, alright?
If you're dead, can you even do that anymore?
Girls actually have bones anymore.
Oh, I thought they weren't undead. My bad. The name for
shrivel like a raisin.
Oh,
yeah, so raisin. You both go down to the science labs there, deposit your massive amounts of DNA, and the experiment itself, not the experiment, but the test itself, will take a few weeks to process, which means you won't find out the result of it until you come back from your next mission.
Alright, how do we want to do this, Cap? Because I really got a good question. Do we need to like roll a luck roll, and if we fail it, then she's related to me, but if we pass it, she's not related?
How do we don't do have this? To worry about that until you come back.
Okay. Alright.
Left out in the sun, just to rock.
Alright, so, is everybody happy? Is everybody done everything that they need to do?
We've been recording for nearly an hour and we haven't left the vault yet.
So I'm wondering if we can stretch this out for 5 minutes or so for the end of the episode.
Where do we need to go, everybody?
Yeah, alright, so that's
shopping
what we'll do.
Drugs and shopping.
After all the shopping and the collection of the crop, I guess we can call it.
Depends on which crop.
Crop and the deposits that were made in the bank. The team gather together as they walk out of the cave into the sunlight, and they turn east towards the old city where their adventure will begin. Thank you for listening to this episode of A Pint of Cthulhu. If you want to get in touch, you can find us on X and on Blue Sky at Pint of Cthulhu. Furthermore, if you'd like to help out the podcast, go over to our Ko-Fi page, link in the description. So mote it be.